To Europe now, the office of a satirical magazine in France was badly damaged by a firebomb earlier today. The attack came after the magazine, Charlie Hebdo, published its latest issue with a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad on its cover. And of course, by Islamic law, caricatures of Muhammad, strictly speaking, are forbidden. It also named the Prophet, the magazine did, as its editor-in-chief for its next issue. It's not the first time the magazine has published images of the Prophet Muhammad. And a few years back, Charlie Hebdo republished cartoons that had first appeared in a Danish newspaper that were so controversial. Joining us now is Hugh Schofield, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what is the reputation, generally speaking, of Charlie Hebdo?
It's a radical, left-wing, very anti-religious newspaper full of cartoons, very, very heavy on cartoons. It's made a name for itself over the years, you know, being very irreverent, bordering, you know, obscene in its sort of caricatures of the Catholic Church, but also of political targets, the police, politicians, and so on. I mean, its stock in trade is the cartoon, and you know, and they can be pretty hardcore. And you know, whatever we say about these cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, I mean, they're pretty tame compared to what I've seen in, you know, over the years, and the sort of the way that it's lampooned nuns and priests and the Pope and so on. I mean, really extreme. These ones of the Prophet Muhammad are certainly, you know, a caricature of a bearded man looking slightly mad and so on. And the, you know, the one on the front page has him saying, you know, you'll find this funny or you'll all get 100 lashes, you know, so not overwhelmingly funny either.
Well, what was the editorial mission? I mean, in some sense, what you're describing makes me think that the magazine had it coming, not to endorse this kind of violence, of course, but was there a particular editorial reason for the cartoon, this particular issue?
Yeah, I mean, the magazine is run by people of the left who believe, you know, they don't just do this gratuitously. I mean, they say they use mockery, you know, for politics because society needs mockery and to poke fun at the powers that be.
Right, but this one was about the Tunisian elections, right?
And they chose the moment to do this because of what they see as the rise of Islamism in North Africa. So they, you know, in a statement at before publication, they said we're doing this because, you know, the Ennahda, the Islamist party, won the elections in Tunisia. In Libya, there's talk about the post-Gaddafi regime government, you know, maybe using Sharia as the basis of the law code that it introduces. So it said now is the time to, you know, to fight back. It said in a statement, you know, a lot of people say, well, what does it matter, Islamism? That, you know, these are good Islamists, and it won't really matter that Sharia forms the law. And true to its tradition of, you know, very, very strong anti-religious polemic, it said, well, we're going to fight back, you know, we attack the Christian religion, so we're going to attack the Muslim religion.
And the response was a firebombing earlier today. No one was hurt, I believe. Hugh Schofield, are they vowing to continue publication at the magazine before we go?
Oh, of course they are. Yes, I mean they can't work out of their offices for a while, but I mean, you know, clearly their message is very much, you know, this will not stop us kind of thing.
Hugh Schofield, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Paris. Satirical magazine in France badly damaged by a firebomb early today after the publication of a cartoon depicting Muhammad.